Our story begins at the Malone apartment, where Mac is talking with Raven. It's about Mandy Selleck. She's back in New York.
No!
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. The judge ruled that Mandy was to be brought back to New York for a psychological evaluation.
But why? This is where she saw a baby!
I know. But she committed the crime here, and it's in the New York courts now.
We have to do something about this, Mac. We can't just accept that Mandy is here.
Look, I agree with you. I'm going to talk to a lawyer tomorrow. There's got to be something we can do about this.
That woman is crazy. She had me completely fooled in Erie, and then she sneaks in here and steals Marty. I want to go over to Westside.
Oh, no way, Raven. You're not going anywhere near that woman.
I want to kill her for what she did to us and Marty.
Hey, get in line behind me. But I think we should talk to this lawyer and see if we can get her sent back to London where she belongs.
Do you think we can?
I don't know. I guess I was expecting her to stay in New Zealand. When Joe called me, I was totally surprised.
Maybe we can talk to Mandy's lawyer and convince her to help us.
You think Mandy's lawyer is going to help us?
I don't know. I'm feeling frantic right now just hearing her name.
I'm just wondering if we need some full-time help around here.
You mean a nanny?
Maybe. I know it'll be expensive, but I think I'd feel safer if we had another person here, at least during the day, to help keep an eye on Marty.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'll call my friend Sophie. She just hired a nanny recently.
Okay, that's a start.
Max, do you realize how right you are about the Westside Hospital?
You mean about it being our personal nightmare?
Yes. Adriana Cummings, Evelyn Shoemaker, and now Mandy Selleck, all in one place. No good could possibly come from that.
In the Westside Psych Ward group therapy room, Adriana is talking with Zoe.
So, Zoe, what was all that commotion about earlier? Who's the new patient?
Her name is Mandy. She arrived today from New Zealand.
New Zealand? How did she end up at Westside?
I'm not sure. Apparently a judge ordered it. Anyway, I'm not supposed to be telling you this.
Okay, I just heard the racket earlier, that's all.
We have another new patient on the way, too. Apparently she just tried to jump off a building.
Oh, gee. Depressed, I guess.
Some guy died trying to save her, poor man.
Like they say, nice guys finish last.
At Marilyn's apartment, Gretchen has just arrived.
Marilyn, the last time you summoned me to your apartment, you told me about Jacob. I hope you have happier news to report.
Have a seat, Gretchen.
Oh, no. You have that look in your eye again.
Gretchen, something has happened, and quite honestly, I'm not sure how you're going to take this news.
Just spit it out, Marilyn. If something bad has happened, I want to know what it is.
It's Carlos. He died this afternoon.
What? Died? No. No, we just saw him at the dinner party. He was fine.
There was an accident today. Actually, a woman who was threatening to jump off the Manhattan Monthly building, and Carlos died trying to stop her.
How? I don't understand.
Carlos fell off the building. I know it sounds horrible. Blake called and told me, and I told him I would let you know.
He fell? That's awful.
He died instantly, Gretchen.
I don't know what to say.
I know things haven't been pleasant between you and Carlos, even at the dinner party.
You're right, but I never thought about him dying, and in such a brutal way.
Me either. And I didn't say this to you before, but seeing Carlos at the dinner party, I got the feeling that he was still in love with you.
Marilyn, no.
I know he was a playboy and couldn't be trusted, but you were the love of his life, Gretchen. I could tell it in his eyes, even if Terry Dean couldn't.
And now he's gone. Just like that. You know, Marilyn, with Jacob's death and now this, I think we're finding out that life is just way too short. There's no guarantee of tomorrow.
I agree. That's why we have to make the most of things every day.
Oh, my life is such a mess. I feel like I had spent the last 5 years fighting to get away from Carlos and struggling for my independence. The more he tried to talk to me, the more I was determined to work at that diner and prove to him that I did not need him. But now what? He's gone and there's nothing left to prove to anyone. I think it's time I made some changes in my life, Marilyn. I can't live with the status quo another day.
In his apartment, Chuck is talking with Clint and Dara.
Okay, Chuck, what's the big news that you've been dying to announce?
Yeah, tell us already.
All right. As you both know, I came with some money this year. My uncle died, and I inherited his farm and a big sum of cash.
If you're about to announce we are moving to that farm in Alabama, you can forget it. I'm not going.
Calm down. We're not going anywhere. But I have made a decision about what I'm going to do with my money.
Whoa. I know you've been thinking about that for a while.
Yeah, I have. I wanted to do something that was people-oriented and something I would feel good about.
That's admirable.
You both are new in town, but down the street from here, there's a rec center. It was started back in the 80s and has been a staple of the neighborhood ever since. I found out that it was closing due to lack of funding.
And now you're going to buy it?
Yes, and I think I'll be able to continue some of the free neighborhood programs that have been going on and also provide a place for various types of exercise and training. There is a pretty nice gym that can be used for corporate basketball and volleyball leagues, and a swimming pool that can be used for lessons or events.
This place must have cost a fortune.
It took a big chunk of my inheritance, so I'll have to put my business degree to use to figure out a way to make money on this place.
So now you'll be working there all the time?
Yeah, but not just me. We both will be working there.
What?
I think this would be a good opportunity for you to learn some responsibility and a chance for us to get to know each other away from this apartment.
Oh, great. Just what I wanted, a job.
Hey, maybe I can work there too.
You're looking for a job?
I wasn't really looking, but I thought about it. It sounds like it might be fun.
Good. I think the Mel Anders Rec Center is going to be fun for all of us.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.